Welcome to Top Breed Cats, the show for anyone who loves cats.
Today we will talk about the Loci and the Havana Brown.
That's right. I'm Quinn.
And I'm Ollie.
We're your hosts who have two cats that we love very much. And today I'm going to start by talking about the Havana Brown cat. As the name of the Havana Brown suggests, it's a brown cat. And despite the name, the breed does not have a trace to the origins of Havana. Instead, the Havana Brown was actually created in England around 1950, in the 50s. So, how did this breed come to be named after Havana? That's a real good question. And the answer is, no one really knows. But some theories include that the breed name was inspired by the Havana rabbit, or that it was, like, a reference to the brown, rich brown color of its coat. A resemblance to the color of the Havana tobacco. Havana cats are very, very friendly and affectionate. And let's not forget playful little cats. They're hardly aloof or independent. Havana Browns want to be close to their owners as much as possible. They even use their paws like hands and reach out and beg for things, like attention or food or something. And the Havana Brown cats are also quite social with others of their species, happy to cuddle with all family members, whether it's a human or another cat. They weigh about 6 to 10 pounds, and they're about 18 inches long. Their coat is usually short. It can be medium length, though. Their coat colors are like warm brown or other types of brown, black brown, shades of brown in general. Their eye color can be any, like, vivid or shade of green. And they can live about 10 to 15 years on average. So that's a pretty good life for a cat. They are very, very affectionate, friendly, kid-friendly, pet-friendly, and they're very, very playful and smart as well. They do vocalize a little bit, but not too much, and they shed about 50 out of 100, which is about half. They have, like, a medium exercise need, and that's the same for their energy level as well. The Havana Brown came from a... To learn how the Havana Brown came as a breed, we have to travel back to the late 19th century England. During this time, solid brown cats were being exhibited in the British cat shows under various names, which was the Swiss Mountain Cat. These brown cats looked a lot like Siamese, but rather than having blue eyes, they had green eyes, sort of like the Havana Brown's eyes. The story goes, the Siamese Cat Club of Britain issued an edict in 1920 stating that Siamese may only have blue eyes, not green. As a result, the solid brown cat slowly disappeared. Fast forward to the 1950s, and some English cat breeders decided they would like to recreate that lost cat from the past. The group began researching eye color genetics and performing breeding experiments until they identified how to produce a self-brown cat. These breeders found it successful when a brown male kitten named Farah Geep was born via inbreeding a solid black short hair cat and a chocolate point Siamese, which is white with brown, like around their face and that stuff. Around the same time, an accidental breeding took place between a solid black short hair and the seal point Siamese. That breeding resulted in another brown male kitten, Elmtown Bronze Idol. The first cat to be registered in England as Havana Brown, Elmore Bronze Idol today, is considered the forerunner of the Havana Brown breed. And eventually, after the breed was recognized by the English cat registries, the breed was name was changed to Chestnut Brown or Chestnut Brown Orientals cats. The body type of these cats look much like today's Oriental short hair. Outside of the U.S., the breed is known simply as the Havana and is essentially a Chestnut Oriental cat. Meanwhile, around the same time in the United States, 1950s and 60s, some of the U.S. cat breeders were focusing on the Havana Brown as well. Then, as now, in the United States, the medium-sized Havana Brown is muscular with more of a moderate-tipped body. The head is slightly longer than wide and with a round-tipped ears and somewhat rounded point muzzle. Please excuse me for that short interruption. My brother was knocking at my door, being very annoying. So if you heard that, I'm very, very sorry. Anyway, let's see, where was I? The coat is rich, warm, and mahogany solid brown, with a brown leathery nose and paw pads. Even their whiskers are brown. That's kind of interesting. The medium-sized, like, oval-shaped, almond-shaped eyes are set wider apart and brilliantly colored with any shade of green. The main two cat registry recognize the Havana Brown, which would be the Cats Fanciers Association and the Canadian Cat Association, both recognize the breed as the Havana Brown. The International Cat Association recognizes it as the Havana, so just take away the brown there. The Havana Brown's coat is very short and smooth, so it would require about brushing maybe once a week just to make sure that there's no mats or anything. Although any cat can develop health issues during its life, some breeds have more of a chance to get it because it's a breed condition, but the Havana Brown has no specific conditions. So it's a good idea to buy a kitten from one who offers a health guarantee of some kind, just to make sure that you make sure that your cat will be safe. All right, so here are just a few pros and cons for the Havana Brown. They're very, very friendly and very affectionate with lots of other people/animals in the house. They're very social with other animals, and they don't shed a very lot. They don't shed a bunch. They don't do well if they're left alone, and they need a lot of attention. Plus, they may be rare and hard to find as well. Havana Brown kittens actually cost an okay amount compared to other cats, which we featured being in the, like, 5,000s. These kittens are about an $800 to $1,300 U.S. dollars. So, not super cheap, not, compared to other cats, I mean, and not super, expensive either. So, yep, that's all I have on the Havana Brown. And now it's Ollie's turn for the loci.
The loci is an all werewolf-like cat. But they're warm, loving, and companions.
They're good companions.
Lap cats. You should learn more about this cat before adding one to your family. So listen to this. So they're about 10 inches tall and around 6 to 12 pounds. They live actually a pretty long time. A maximum of 15 years. That's the longest they have. They're good with children, seniors, dogs, cats, and families. And I'm not sure what else they're not good with.
They're just good with people in general and other kinds of animals.
Oh wait, they're not good with just adults. They're not good with adults for some reason, but they're good with seniors. Really odd.
Okay. I don't think that's a problem though. If you get a kitten, they'll adapt.
Affectionate, kind of smart, kind of dumb.
I'm gonna guess about
mid playful. They only like meow or yowl when necessary. Yeah, Toby. And they're very active. And their coat is hairless or short. Mm. And their patterns are solid or color point, as Serena. And their colors are black and ebony. Other traits, I'm not going to list those. That's like a lot. So their appearance is werewolf-like.
All right, so can you describe that, basically? Like, there are some bald patches and then, like, hair in other areas? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, kind of, like, on their bellies, kind of hairless for some reason. But let me find a photo of the loci.
Ollie a second.
Their belly and neck are kind of hairless. Like, their belly and bottom neck are hairless.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
So the
but
werewolf
some
cats.
Lo-Kais are completely hairless. This often gets them confused with Spix. And they actually have no genetic connection.
Wow, that's interesting. Do you know the origin of these cats?
I'm not sure, but let's look that up. They were the mutation that gives mutation.
Oh.
Wow.
That's interesting.
It's actually...
Continue.
The mutation that gives the cat Lo-Kais' distinct coat and appearance has a randomly occurring phenomenon. And feral cats for years. In 2011, breeders Patty Thomas and Johnny Gobble, that's what I mean, founded the breed, producing the first litter of werewolf kittens. According to the International Cat Association, TICA, the breeders matched a pair of unrelated Lo-Kais to prove the breed specifically from cats' genes. Some Lo-Kai cats are still born feral and to feral cat colonies. TICA granted the Lo-Kai registration status in 2012. As of 2017, TICA has approved the breed for companionship status. The name Lo-Kai is a variation of the Greek word for wolf, Lycotos, TICA writes. Fun facts. Who wants fun facts?
Sure. Why not?
All of the domestic Lo-Kai in the world can be traced back to a lineage of feral cats. Did you know that? No. An extremely rare breed, there are fewer than 100 Lo-Kai?
Wow, that's a very rare breed.
So, like, there's only, like, so, like, if you had 2 Lo-Kai, do not, like, neuter them or something because the breed might die out.
Although you also want to make sure that you have your kitten control under control. So, I'd say find out what's best for you. And if you're going to breed the cats, make sure that the parents are very healthy, and then I would try and figure out if you can get people to pre-order the kittens.
But isn't breeding bad because of the global overpopulation of pets?
Yeah, so I would definitely suggest adopting from a shelter, but if
these
you want...
cats are not from shelters.
Yeah, I do not think you could find one of these in a shelter.
And there's one more fun fact. They look like freaking werewolves. So, you shouldn't need a fact any more fun than that.
They look like a werewolf?
Yeah.
You can't see it, but Ollie did, like, a mic drop.
Okay, so, the Lo-Kai is such a new breed that it's really still too early to have a good grasp on their genetic makeup and issues. Getting them checked for all of the standard cat issues, including feline infectious planitoris, a heart disease, is your best bet. From there, engage in a healthy dialogue from your veterinarian and how your Lo-Kai is aging and keep an eye on any potential issues. Who wants to learn about care?
Sure.
And I have to say that. Do you enjoy brushing cats? Because you're going to have to brush this cat for hours.
What? That's surprising. Mm-hmm. They're practically hairless.
Yeah, you have to. Every year they shed their entire coat.
Okay. Wow.
A couple times a year.
That's insane.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
So, living needs.
Oh my gosh.
So they're recommended as indoor cats because how little skin they have makes it so like it's impossible for them to survive in the cold or heat because the cold, it will just soak right through them. How like chinchillas, if they get wet, they'll freeze. Kind of like that, but at the freezing part, well, kind of they freeze because they don't have any warm fur.
Yeah, okay, wow.
Yeah. And the heat.
Keep them inside.
Really hot.
Keep them inside. Keep your loci inside if you have one. Also, I just want to say something. I Googled this a little while ago. So, just to answer anyone's question if they have this, a loci kitten is typically around $1,500, but they can also get up to $2,500. Okay. That you can expect anywhere from that those two price ranges if you are buying a loci kitten. All right.
Okay. That is all for this. And Quinn, I recommend today we do, when we do cat stories, check the cat inbox.
Check the cat inbox. Okay. Anyway, so Ollie, why don't you tell me a Max and Toby story as I pull that up?
Okay, yesterday, Toby was playing, like, one of those perfect cat photos.
Oh.
Like, perfectly on his back with his paws stretched out. I'm gonna try to think. Max? Oh, yeah. So, my dad, he was in a chair, and Max attempted to jump in his lap and then fell off.
Hmm.
He has missed the jump. He landed on the side, and then, yeah. Okay, Quinn, anything on the cat inbox?
I'm looking. Refreshing. Nope.
Aww.
Nothing for now. If you have a cat story, don't hesitate to share it with us at topbreedcats@gmail.com, and we'll start checking our inbox. I check it very frequently, and Ollie will continuously remind me before we record, like, check the inbox, check the inbox, check the inbox. So, just let us know your cat story, and we'll put it on the show once you send it to us at topbreedcats@gmail.com. Everything on there is lowercase. And then I have one crazy Serena story for everyone. So, earlier, this is why we never leave cabinets open. Okay? Earlier today, Cole was getting
told me this one.
No, you haven't heard this one. My little brother, Cole, was getting a bowl for his pickle. This actually just happened right before we started to record. And he left the cabinet open. Soon enough, Serena jumped up onto the counter and jumped onto the highest shelf in that cabinet. She was very high in the room. I had to get her down. I got a few scratches. But it was worth it to save that cat. And then Serena keeps trying to, like, paw her way into cabinets. So that one's completely her fault. And it seems that knock on the door was Cole coming in for another cat story, because he just recently thought of one. Cole, what? You interrupt us.
My bad.
Anyway, Cole, tell us that cat story.
All right, so Serena thought that she could jump off my bed. It's a loft bed, so it's really high. She thought that she could jump off of it. She tried, she did a backflip in midair, and she landed on her butt.
All right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Bye.
Goodbye, Cole. Little siblings are the worst.
No, they... Big siblings are the worst.
No, Cole, get out of my room.
Why?
Shoot.
Why?
Anyway. All right. So, that's all for this episode, right, Ollie?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm very, very sorry for our delay on cat science. Our friend Hayden, he was in Washington, D.C. this weekend. And then our delay of episodes were also that. We were in vacation. So that's all.
Yeah.
Once again, sorry for that little brother eruption. It's apparently he wanted to do a cat this one, but I told him he did it the other episode. So, no, you can't do it right now. But something tells me you'll be hearing from Cole very soon. All right, that's all for now. Right, Ollie?
Yes, it is.
All right, thank you for listening, and we'll see you back here next week for more cat information. Thanks for listening, and have a good day. Bye!
Bye!